Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Sadi Aleph. We are up to Siv Beis, the last line on page 516. The Mechaber says in Siv Beis, Yisraelim hadorim b'chotzer yichidi bi'ir shel einam yehudim shimukef eschoma. We have Yisraelim that are living in one chotzer, in a city that is mainly Goyim, which is surrounded by wool. So you have a big city of Goyim, and there's one chotzer where the Yisraelim live. Va'over Yehudim Acherim Derech Sham B'Shabbos. And a group of Yisraelim came by for Shabbos. V'nis Achsenu B'Chotzer Acheres. And they came as guests in a different chotzer in the city. Einam Ustrim Aleihem. These guests that came will not aser on the residents of the city, the Jews that live in the other chotzer. De oreach eino oser, because a guest never asers. Umutarum l'taltol b'chol ha'ir, and we'll see in the Mishabura, this is going actually on the guests. The guests will be allowed to carry as well in the whole city. V'ayin la'el sov simin shin ayin. So says the Mishabura on the very last word of page 516. Yisraelim hadarin pirush. Af shekama Yisraelim darim b'chotzer. The chiddush over here is that even though there are various Yisraelim that are living in a chotzer, mikomokom mutarim hayu lahotzi me'achotzer l'mavua shel ir, they were still allowed to take out from their chotzer to the mavuis of the city. De'le'inyan shitufei mavuos, because when it comes to a shituf of mavuos, kol bnei achotzer kachad chashivi heicha she'ir v'v'kanal. So all the members of one chotzer are considered like one, assuming they made an eruv together. So this group of Yisraelim that are living in one chotzer of the city and they made an eruv, they're considered like one. Sivkoton chavshi mukav eschoma da'al yidei zeh einat tzricha od shum tikun. Since it is surrounded by a wall, we don't need any other kind of fixing up. V'hu adin amein mukav eschoma. The same thing would be true if it was not surrounded by a wall. V'asuya b'tikun mavuos kadin, but rather the mavuos of the city were fixed up properly. Either way, it would have the same din, and that is that other Yisraelim that come as guests for Shabbos will not aser on the residents. Sivkoton chav aleph v'nis achsenu b'chotzer acheres. Some other Yisraelim came by for Shabbos and they stayed as guests in another chatzer. V'hu adin sheshayach din zeh. This din will be the same thing im nisach sein ba'osa chatzer sheYisrael darsham. If there's one Yisrael that lives there and another Yisrael comes as a guest, the gam akum darsham, and there's also a guy there, uleinyan letoltulei ba'osa chatzer atzma. And we're talking about carrying in that chatzer. In other words, we're talking over here in a larger scale. So we have a chatzer of Yisraelim, there are chatzeros of Goyim, and some Jews come to be guests in another chatzer. That's working within the mavui, within the city. But Zakta Mishabur, the same thing would be within one chatzer. If a Jew lives there and another Jew comes to a different house in that chatzer, it would be the same din, the mutarim shnehem, that both Yisraelim in that case of one chatzer would be permissible to carry, af b'li eruv, even without making an eruv, ubelis chirus reshus min ha'akum, and without renting out the area of the goyim, may high time for the same reason. And the reason is again that a guest doesn't aser. Sekot nuchabes einam ostrim. These guests that came don't aser on the Yisraelim in that chotzer. V'rot zalom means to say the after kaimelon. Even though we hold sheim shnei Yisraelim darin beir, if two Yisraelim live in a city, v'yeisham gam akum hador beir, and there's also a goy that lives in the city as well. Eino moel shum tikun letaltel. It doesn't help any kind of fixing up to allow them to carry kolz man shelo sochum and reshuso. Unless you do schiras reshus, as we said, if there are two Yisraelim and one guy, you have to do schiras reshus on the guy before you do any kind of tikun for the Yisraelim. But hacha de einam ela orachim. Here, where everyone in one chatzer is considered one, and everyone that's a guest in the other chatzer is simply considered guests. So b'teili l'gabe Yisrael ha'kavua b'osoir, those guests are considered nullified, klape the Yisraelim that are kavua in that city. V'im kein, and if so, ein kan el Yisrael echad. This is not a situation we have to do schiras reshus. This is one Yisrael. It happens to be a whole chatzer of Yisraelim, but again, since they have an Erev, as we said before, and they're in one chatzer, they're considered like one klape the city. So even though other Yisraelim go to another chatzer, it's like one Yisrael with a goy where you do not require schiras reshus. We pointed out that not only are the resident Yisraelim allowed to carry freely, but also the guests. If katan chav gimbal, mutarim l'taltel, ratzalomar, degam ha'urchin ba'atzman. Even the guests themselves who went to the other chatzir, mutarim l'talta b'chol ha'ir, they can carry freely in the whole city. Again, the city was fixed up, it has a wall around it, and there another chatzar, their guests, they're allowed to carry. We don't require schira shushus, we don't even require shitufei mavuos, because only one chatzar of resident Yisraelim. Vidas Magen Avram. However, the Magen Avram's opinion is, the after orachim einam osram abalabayis akavuasham, even though he agrees, it's true, the guests that come don't aser on the ones who are living there, aval balabayis oser ala orachim. However, the one who's living there will aser on the guests, that they would not be allowed to carry from their houses to the city. So in that sense, the Magen Avraham argues on the Shulchan Aruch. We pass like the Mechaber that even the guests are mutter. So he said the guests are allowed to carry in the whole city. The kol shekein shumutarim l'taltol b'chotzer shemachs achsanim. Certainly the guests, Yisraelim, are allowed to carry in the chotzer where they are guests. The einam osim zel zeh, and they will not aser one on the other. The gam came the high timer, then it's polen lagabi balabai sakavu for the same reason. The same reason the guests will not aser on the ones who live there, because they're simply guests. So each guest on the other will not aser, again, because they're all guests. Guests don't aser. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'nirid the dafka k'she'ir mukefas choma." It appears that this din is specifically when the city is surrounded by a wall, osha asuya b'tikon eruv in kadin, or it's fixed up with a proper fixing of an eruv. The chashivi kulu k'chotzer achas. That way, it's all considered one chotzer. The ilav hochi, because if that was not the case, so lo b'teili legabe Yisrael shadar b'chotzer acheres. If it's not considered one big city, if there's no wall around it, there's no proper tikkun, so then the guests are not considered batel to the Yisraelim that are in the other chatzar. And anela va'osrim zel zel tata b'chatzerim. If it's one big city, there's a wall around it, so there's one chatzar of Yisraelim. The Yisraelim that visit the other chatzar are simply guests, they don't aser. But if there's no wall around the city, so then you have two independent chatzeros. So anela, the chatzar of the guests, they will aser on each other, because they're not guests of anyone, because they're not connected to the Jews in the other chatzar, because there's no wall around the entire area. V'dai, you should know, the hada mina d'oreach enu oser, that which we say here and in general that a guest does not aser. Yesh omnin, there are those who say the dafka b'she'enu rogel lehis achsein sham. That's only if it's not regular for him to be a guest over there. Avol im rogel lehis achsein sham. But if he's a regular guest, kemo shematzui bayiridim shirigilim lavo sham tamid. For example, there's a fair that comes there often, and people come there when there's a fair. So choshev kekvius, that's considered a kvius, va'osir miyan kishabah shama. And then he will ask her right away when he comes there, he's not considered a guest. Ukamo le'enyan akum v'simen shin peidal, like we saw earlier, lagabe goyim in simen shin peidal. V'yesh mekilin gam bazeh, some are lenient, even in such a case of a fair where they come often, kozman sheyesh olav shem areach, so long as they have the name of an areach, it's going to be fine. Dahayinu ad shloshim yom. As long as each trip there is not longer than 30 days, so then you're still considered an areach, even though you come often. So that is the more lenient shita. And that concludes Simen Shin Tzadi Aleph. And now we're going to begin Simen Shin Tzadi Beis. Simen Shin Tzadi Beis is Dinei Eruvin Li'ir, the laws of Eruvin for a city. So we'll do a Mitzvah Shem Sif Aleph tonight. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Ir Shehoisa Kinyan Yochid, a city that belonged in the beginning to one individual, Afilu Nasa Shel Rabbim, even if afterwards it became a city, as we'll see how that works, of the Rabbim, Mishtatvin Kulam Shituf Echad, they can join together as one Shituf, V'yataltalu B'chal Medina, and you can carry freely in the whole Medina. V'cheinim Hoysa Shel Rabbim, and the same thing would be true, you can make one Shituf if it was a city of the Rabbim, but V'yesh La Pesach Echad, but there was only one way into the city, and the rest was surrounded by a wall. In that case also, Mishtatvin Kulam Shituf Echad, everyone could join together in one Shituf. Avo, Im Hoysa Shel Rabbim, but if you have two negatives, number one, it's a city of the Rabbim, and number two, v'yesh lo shnei psachim, and there are two entrances into the city. Sha'om nichnasim bazev yotzim bazev, they enter into entrance A and they exit from entrance B. Afilu nasa shayochad, even if after it belonged to the rabbim, it then was owned by one individual. Ein ma'arvin es kula, they cannot join together the entire city with one shituf. Ella manicha mimenu mokum echad, you have to leave off a part of the city. Afilu chatzer achas ubayas lasocha. Even if you only leave off one chatzer with one house, that's good enough. And then umishtat fin ashar, and the rest of the city can join together in a shituf. And we'll see why that is shortly. V'yiu elu hamishtatfin kulam mutarim b'chol ha'ir. And those who were part of the shituf, they will be allowed to carry throughout the entire city, chutz me'osam mokum shashiru, except for that area where they left off. V'yiu osam anisharim, and those who were left off will be mutarim b'mekoma b'shituf she'osam l'atzman. They'll be muti to carry in their little area where they made their own shituf, im hayu hanisharim rabim, if there were a lot of people that were there to make a shituf in the area that was left off. I'm reading it like the Mishabura, that the period really goes at the end of that line. V'imhayu nisharim rabim is a continuation. That osam anisharim mutarim b'mekomam b'shituf she'osam asman im hayu hanisharim rabim. And then, v'asurim l'talto b'shar kol yir, they'll only be mutter in their little area that was left off, but they will be usher to carry in the rest of the city. What is the reason for this din? V'dover zeh mishum hekeru. This din is so we should have a recognizable sign. K'dei sheyedu, so people should know, sha'eruv hitir lohem letalto be'ir zeh sherabim bokim ba. That it's the eruv that matters the carrying in this city that the rabbim are walking through. Sha'rei be'mokum shenishar. Because in the area that was left off, v'lo nishtatef imohim, and it was not joined in their shituf, ein metaltalim bo. They're not carrying ela elu lasma ve'elu lasma. We basically split the city. That is to make a sure sign that everyone realizes how we're allowed to carry through the eruv, through the shituf. V'imrotzu la'orev mavui mavui bifnei atzmo koshkein mahani. If you don't want to do the whole city as one shituf and then knock off a little chutzer, and you rather would do an eruv in each individual mavui, that certainly would help. De'ein shir gadol mizeh, there's no greater leaving off than doing each individual mavui, making their own shituf. And the Rama ends the Stephen writes, v'tzor sheyasu b'neim shnei pasim shel shnei mashuhuyim. We'll see exactly what this Ramah is going back on. We'll just explain the words. And you need to make between them two pasim, two boards of mashus. Imu rochav eser amos, if it is a width of 10 amos or less. Ubi yoser me eser, if it's more than 10, tzaruch tzuras pesach, then you would have to have a tzuras pesach in order to block it off. We'll see exactly what that's going on shortly. Says the Mishabura Esef Katan Aleph, we have this city that it was a kinyan yachid, pirish. Shebinoa yochid la'atzmo. An individual built himself a city. V'hiskira l'rabim, and then he rented out the houses to the rabbim. O shebinoa lahosheba diyorin, or he built a mitchila to place in it people to live. U'mishayir la'atzmo, and he left off for himself drachim uplatios usratios. He left off for himself some roads, or some marketplaces, and some highways. Kederach shamalachim osim, like kings do. V'yesh omrim, and some say shafilu mechara l'rabim, even if he built the city and he sold it to others, kol zman shelo nishtaka shein bailim harishonim imenu. Then this din of a ear of a yachid will apply, even though it doesn't belong to a yachid, as long as his name, it's called his city, even though he has sold it off to other people, but it still has his shame around, it will still follow the following din that the Mechaber is going to tell us. Sivkotan beiz. So it started out as a kinyan yachid. Afilu nasa shel rabim, even if afterwards it became shel rabim, v'afilu yesh lo shnei psachim, even if there are two entrances into the city, shoham nichnasim bazo v'yotzim bazo, people enter into this one and exit from the other one, it's good enough for them to make shituf echad, sivkat and gimel, bedafka, meaning they must make one shituf. Dekevon shoisa mitchila kinyan yachid, since in the beginning it was a city of one individual, kechotzer echadamya. It's viewed as one big chotzer, shetzrichin kol b'nei achotzer l'sarev yachad, that all the members of a chotzer have to join together in an eruv. Sevkot and dal v'yatatl v'chol medina, then it can carry freely in the whole medina, rotzalomar, acharei shehulchshu mevoosea kehilchasan. After all the mavuis are fixed up kalacha, they can carry freely in the whole city. That was case number one. Case number two, the Mechaber said, is even if the city belonged to the rabbin, but there was only one Pesach, also they can make one shita. Sevkotan, hey, dechol tam shetzorech shir be'ir shel rabbin. The whole reason, like we saw later in the sif, they have to leave off part of the city when it's the city of the rabbin, shelo yishtatvu kulam biyachad, that they shouldn't all make one big shituf, v'yu yecholu motalta bekula, and they shouldn't be allowed to carry in the whole area, k'del kamei, hu k'dei shelo yishtaka toras rishis harabbin. That's how people should not forget the concept of a rishis harabbin. V'ha, But over here, Kevan She'en La'ela Pesach Echad, since the city only has one doorway, Umitzada Hashen Histuma, and the other side is all closed up, Lo Dam Yol Rishus Harabim. It's not similar at all to Rishus Harabim, Vedina Kachatzer, it's a regular Chatzer. So therefore, even if it belongs to the Rabbim, but there's only one entrance, it doesn't resemble Rishus Harabim, so we didn't have to make any kind of concerns, and it's gonna be fine. But if it was a city of the Rabbim, and there were two entrances, so then we said, even if it becomes Shal Yachid, then you have to do this idea that the Mechaber discusses. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Vav Afilu, that it becomes Shal Yachid, Shemecharu Alo, that they sold the city off to this one individual. So then the Dinis of Katan Zayin, Ein Ma'arvin Eskula, you can't make one big Shituf. Why? Gzeira Shema Tachsar V'teyasa Rishas HaRabim V'yakelu Gamkein. The concern is, even though now it was sold to a yachid, it's mamish, a city that belongs to a yachid. It should be like a chatzar that everyone joins together in one shittuf. But we make a gzeira that it might go back to the way it was before, that it belongs to the rabbim, and they can continue to be lenient. So even if it was sold off to a yachid, we place this chumrah upon them. Zakti mishabura v'ha'olam einu hagin li'zar b'zeh. The minhag is not to be machmir on this. Afilu b'irshal rabbim, even in irshal rabbim. What's pshat? This is the din. Why are people not being makbid on it? Says the Chavetz Chaim, v'efshe the svir luka Rashi. Could be they're holding like Rashi. The ein nikra rabbin pachos mishishim ribo, our favorite halacha, that maybe it's not really called a city of the rabbin with less than 600,000 people. And therefore, even though we think it's shal rabbin, it's not really shal rabbin. So that's why they're not so machmir. But what are they supposed to be machmir on it? We said they're supposed to leave off one area from the city that's not part of the shituf. It could even be one chatzar, we said, with one bias. Sevkoton ches, b'shitav sha'usin la'atzman imhoyu nisharim rabim, kach tzarech lomer, like we adjusted the reading of the Mechaber, that if they leave off that one area can make their own shitav. But again, it's only if there are a lot of people there. V'achakach garsina, and then the garsina, the second line of 518 is, v'asurim l'talto b'vav, we add on the vav, that they can carry in their small area where they made their shitav, but they can't carry throughout the city. Sevkatan tes. This is if the nisharim was rabbin. The imhashiur rak leechad. If they left off like the example of the mechaber of one chutzah with one individual, so obviously ain't tzrich and shituf. That which the mechaber says they can make their own shituf is obviously talking about a case where you left off enough of an area where there is a rabbin over there. And again, we said in the mechaber this is because of a heker that people should know that the eriv is latzmatir lataltel. Says the mishaburis of katan yud avalim lo hayu tzrichin l'shayer. But if they didn't require them to leave off part of the city, hayu ha eriv mishtakeach, then the eriv would be forgotten. V'hayisa mishtakachas toras rishus harabim al yedei sharoen shematatlin biir kazo adom lo sharabim. They're going to forget all about rishus harabim because they're going to see an area that resembles rishus harabim and everyone's carrying freely. They don't see anything going on. And therefore, there would be an Indian to knock off part of it. Ubate ha'akum, houses of goyim, iave shir linyan zeh. Does that count as knocking off part of the city from the shituf? Yesh deos ben aposkim. There are shitas in the poskim on that. Nekuda v'tol v'achmir, it's best to be machmir, not to count the houses of the goyim as the exclusion from the shituf, and rather knock off some of the Yisraelim. Sevkaton yud aleph, v'imratzu la'orev, if they want to make their own eruv, we said, hainu l'shatef, again, it's a lot of times it's interchanging eruv and shituf, but it's talking about a rabbim over here, so it means l'shatef. Sevkaton yud beiz, v'tzarol she'yasa b'nehem. So the Ramah said that they would have to make between them, we didn't know exactly what this was between who, but you have to separate with two pasin up to 10 amos if the opening is, and if it's more than 10 amos, either serves a pesach. Says in the Mishabura, v'tzor she'asu b'nehem, ti'ilav hochi, because if you don't close it up properly with shnei pasim, or it serves a pesach, have a parot l'mokam ha'asr lo, then it's considered opened up to a place that is asr. Sevkaton yud gimel shnei mashahuyin, v'hu adinim osa matzeva l'osa ha'mokam l'chalek, you don't necessarily need two pasim that are mashu, you could put some kind of matzeva, some kind of pile over there, and that also could make a chiluk between the two areas. Ukein mashu mugures of dal. We'll see more about that. Mitzvah Hashem soon in Sedalim. Ava belechi v'kora lo mahani lachluk. The main point over here, the Rambam is saying, is that it's not enough to make the classic separation of a lechi or a kora that we usually make from a mavui. That wouldn't work here. You can make a matzeva. You can make shnei pasim that are mashu, you can make it tzoras ha-pesach, but not just a lechi or kora. V'kosu ha-achronim, here the Mishabura finally tells us what the Ramah is talking about. The high ha-god, this Ramah, lo koi adina de samuchla. It's not going back on what the Mechaber was just discussing. meaning the imrotzo la'orev mavui mavui b'fnei atzmo. The Mechaber ended off and said that you could make the whole big city one shittuf and leave off a little chatzer. Or certainly you could make each mavui do their own thing. The Ramah is not going back on that. Because there for sure it will be okay to have a lechi or korah at the edge of each mavui. So they shouldn't aser on each other. Since it's a city of the rabbim, and they were never used to carrying together because it's like a public area and therefore certainly a lechi or korah would be a good separator. So what is the Ramah going on that saying a lechi or korah is not a good separation? It's going back on the part of the Mechaber earlier, Sheshir b'mavui gufa bayis v'chatzar achas, that you left off from the mavui itself one chatzar of the mavui with the house. V'alzeh magia haramah, and that Ramah is making note, Shetzarech sham be'emtza mavui. There you would need to place in the middle of the mavui. But makom sheshir, in the place where you're leaving off the chatzar, last osh nepasim. You're knocking off one chatzar out of a mavui. The whole mavui is included in the sheet. If you're knocking off one chatzar, so then to make a separation properly at the shnei pasim, or maybe the matzeva. V'lo sagi sham belechi v'korah. In that case, a lechi v'korah would not be enough of a separator. Since they're used to carrying already together there, in that one mavui, if you want to make a separation, you have to make a separation more than the regular lechi korah, shnei pasim, matseva, or tzeros ha-pesach. We'll stop here and continue with Hashem tomorrow with Sif Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.